Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good morning, our South Shore neighbors and friends. This is Cindy Ford and Sharon McNamara on this fine Saturday morning. Sharon gave me a little nudge and wanted me to start because she's been called Sybil in the past because she says this is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, meaning she's all the same person. So there is actually a Cindy Ford. Good morning, Sharon. Good morning. So nice of you to come here.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad that I could make it here on a Saturday morning. So I'm, you know, I'm loving it. Loving,
I know.
Just, you know what, summer's here and things are great. And I love our guest that we have here.
Oh.
I have a funny feeling he's going to bring out the funny side of us at some point during the show.
I think he may just a little bit.
Yes. So I sort of caught you off guard there, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well,
and that's not unusual for you.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It's our show. We can do whatever we want here, right?
Yes, we can.
I mean, because I'm not sure they can fire us. I don't think that they can. I suppose they
could. I think you can fire me.
Ryan? No. No.
And then you can fire you, too.
Yeah, I could fire me. Yes, I could do
anytime
that.
Anytime you want.
Yes.
Who's our guest today, Sharon?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit excited.
Yeah.
Who's our guest? Can you talk to us? I think we have a celebrity in the room. I'm
not sure. Like, I'm so excited to be in his presence right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get started.
He was in the office a few weeks ago, and he gave a nice presentation to the office. But I remember way back when, Blair Hamady from Setting the Space. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, if I was any better, seriously, I'd be on vacation.
You guys are crazy. I love it.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. So a few weeks ago, we lost our breath a little bit. But hey, it's all good. We were laughing so hard.
It was so quiet because neither one of us, I snorted maybe two or three times and you knew we were still here. But we were laughing so hard under our breath. I don't even know what about.
Yeah, but did you pee a little? That's usually when it's really funny.
She's a tinkler.
You did.
She tinkles
a lot.
She tinkles a lot. You can't even go for a walk with her. My gosh, I'm like, Cindy, literally
Where are
it's
you?
3 miles.
I'm going to the bathroom. I know.
We have a new puppy and he does the same thing, so I get it.
You understand.
I do. I really do.
Thank you, Blair.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll have to go back to one of our past shows because we had Amanda Duffy on with us, and she is a veterinarian at the South Shore VCA in Weymouth. We had her on our show, and we were talking about, you know, different, actually, the hazards of puppies and dogs, like what to watch out in the yard and food not to, like, don't give them grapes or onions.
Nope.
Don't do any of that.
Don't let them lick frogs.
Nope.
Nope.
On their back.
Nope.
And don't eat snakes, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
But if you were moving, we wanted to do the stresses on our pets as well.
Absolutely,
they're family members.
They are.
Well, now I'm going to totally digress. I'm psyched that you're here to talk about staging. But what kind of puppy?
So we have a new mini dachshund.
Oh.
His name is Blue.
yeah.
He looks like a mini golden retriever. So he's gorgeous. Yep, he's cream colored.
Uh-huh.
Just picture
really?
It. Yeah, really. He's got one blue eye. That's the name Blue.
I was wondering where that came from because he had a dog named Blue. I don't know how.
Yeah. He stops. He takes away everybody's breath. So we bring him into the store because he's definitely the little gold mine when he comes in the store, right?
Yeah.
Oh. He's 7 pounds.
Do you have pictures?
I do.
Okay. So during the break, we're going to have
to see pictures. Maybe we can get one up on our website, too.
Oh, instead of him, we can put Blue.
And you know what he loves doing?
What?
Coming to the stagings with me.
Oh, really?
Oh,
he is the secret weapon. There's no question about it.
Are they the best animals?
Oh, my God. It's love.
Like, they make you smile out loud every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has engraved on his body somewhere just love. Love me. I love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I got to tell you, there's, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago with Amanda, and we actually brought up, it's like what our pets will do for us is, it's so important. But when we're talking about love, I posted something about love. You know, our country needs to have more of this, the world, more of, you know, not a love for power, but just, you know, a love of loving each other, a power of love. You know what I mean? Everything in Orlando, I can't even talk about it anymore. It's just like, it's one of the most upsetting things.
Horrible.
You know, to do, you know, I mean, anyways, we have our puppies and they'll like, they just make us always feel good.
They do.
Yeah. We have a neighbor and she has two Westies and she does blogs. But when she saw Blue, she said, I need to do a blog about him. So she took a picture. She did some type of a blog. And the week later, I'm walking around the neighborhood. And this is very true. People, I do not know who the heck they are. And all they kept saying is, there's Blue. It's all about Blue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Who are you at the other end of that leaf?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so we are definitely digressing, but I promise we're going to give you a chance to talk.
We tend to do that.
This is another puppy story. This is really cute. So when we were younger, we had, when we were younger, yeah, because
you were a lot younger.
I was a lot younger, yeah, I know.
You were. Let's be honest.
You're bad. That's bad.
Ruby, Blue,
we had Brandy and Sheba. Yeah, we had a bunch of dogs. But this one dog we had was Holly, right? So when Holly was a puppy, we used to take our boat and the girls the 4th of July that weekend. We would always take the boat over to Menemsha over in Martha's Vineyard. And the older guys who had their boats, they weren't too much older, but the older, they would always ask if they could take the dog for a walk because it was what they would call a chick magnet.
Yeah,
that's what they would do. They would take the dog
for
a walk.
They were probably in their 40s, those guys, right?
Well, Blue is a major chick magnet. There's no question about it. Oh, yeah.
We could rent him out. That's another
100%,
business.
100%, yeah.
Oh.
I thought of it. he actually, when I do take him to the stagings, we close every staging because of Blue. So.
Really? Mm. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's, well, you got to love a man who loves a dog, right?
Right.
Got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us? I mean, you've been on the show with us in the past. I've known you, I feel like, forever.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I refer my clients to you, especially my new construction developers. You know, they always send them to you to get things done. You know what? I got a guy for that that's going to really do a good job. That's all I have to say. I got a guy. So,
a few guys.
Yeah.
And a girl.
True.
And two guys and a girl.
Two guys and a girl, yeah.
You have a lot
and
going
a dog.
On. I've never met Will. Never.
Oh, Will.
Oh, the infamous Will. What if there is no Will?
Well, that's what
I'm
wondering.
I've met Will.
And I've
met Sue.
Yeah, because I was wondering if you were going to bring Will today, because I'm sort of doubting that there is a Will. So, Will, ring me,
love
because
Will.
I
well,
need to know.
There's a Will, there's a way. There is a Will, so.
Yeah. I love Will.
Yeah, awesome. So, tell us everything. I mean,
so much has changed since he's been on the show. It's been a while, right?
Yeah,
so, give us an update on setting the space.
How long is the show?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've been through a lot, but you know what? I'm so excited for, like, you know, we have the best of the best on here.
Absolutely.
And when good things happen to good people because of a lot of hard work.
Right.
Absolutely.
Know? So this is our 10th year in business. So we started setting the space back in 2006 when nobody knew what home staging was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. You didn't know. None of us knew. 5 years ago, we opened our first retail store in a recession, and our retail store is an everything store. So for people who have not been into a setting the space location, we call it an everything store. You can go in and buy beautiful furniture, but you can buy chocolates, and you can buy pet gifts, and you can buy people gifts, and you can buy pocketbooks and
jewelry in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Closing gifts. I mean, you name
it. The
best
lanterns. You have the best lanterns.
Yeah. Electrified, the battery-operated candles that look real, and We also have stuff that you've never seen on the market, right? So what happens is we literally shop the world. And when I say the world, we go all over the place. And we will find stuff that may not be, like when we go to purchase it, it takes us maybe 6 months to get it in because it's not even in production. Mm-hmm. So by the time it comes into our stores, we're the first ones who have ever seen it or had it in our locations. Mm-hmm. So lo and behold, 5 years later, we now have 6 locations. So that's what we've been up to, is opening retail stores. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is that we have the retail stores. We have an interior design firm, okay? And mm-hmm. a lot of people might not understand that when they go into the stores, we have free interior design services, okay? Buying furniture can be scary. You know, we're in mm-hmm. a trend right now where traditional furniture is no more. Yeah. You know, you guys see it. When you're in homes that you're about to sell, I bet you hear everybody say that they're not taking their furniture with them.
Yep.
Their furniture looks old. It is old.
It smells old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it does. I know. But nobody wants to be old, right?
No.
Right. So they get rid of the furniture. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then today's trend is modern. It's industrial. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of everything. So there's many trends that go on. So what happens is you can come into our stores and you give us a $200 deposit, which you end up spending, say, $1,000 on something, right? And you get your $200 back. So mm-hmm. it's a free interior design service. And we'll send one of the designers to your home, mm-hmm. new or existing home. And we do everything. So we can help you choose wallpaper. We can help you choose room colors. We can help you choose any type of window treatment. So whether you want shutters, you want Roman shades, you want blinds, you want custom-made treatments, we can do all of that. And then certainly we can help furnish the home. Now, we've been very fortunate. We actually have some Setting the Space concept homes out there where our clients have trusted us enough that we've gone in and we have literally furnished every single solitary room. And we really do call them a Setting the Space concept home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that you could get all of those shutters and everything there. I love those. I love the look of those.
Well, you have to understand, you know, if you go through any of the design magazines today, there's so much stuff. I always try to equate this with our iPhones, right? Mm-hmm. What? Every 6 months or every year they come out with iPhone 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 10. Mm-hmm. Well, in the world of everything, so in the world of design, there's all kinds of new concepts that happen all the time. And there's no right or wrong anymore. Like, you don't have to do matchy-matchy. You don't have to buy matching sets. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people don't realize that we have tons and tons of different unique stuff that you can put on your windows. What's the first thing that you need? You know, what's the first thing that you need when you buy a house? You need something for your windows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because certainly new construction never comes with anything.
Yep.
And other people's homes, they may have had window treatments on them, but everybody, you know, it's not their taste, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's the first thing that people need to buy. And, you know, in the world of shutters, you know, you can do custom shutters. We bought a new house ourselves, and Will, the infamous Will, and there is one.
Okay.
You know, he was
so
very...
he says.
Invite us over, Will, for a glass of wine, would you? So we know you're real.
You got to come to the man cave. You've got the cave. It's called Le Cave.
Of course it is.
Look at this. Yeah. We have Le Cave.
Well, we need an invitation.
Yeah, so I know.
I'm just saying.
You're invited.
Just one invitation.
Here you go. Here's your
and
invitation.
And we're there.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask us twice.
No. But we... Will was very fortunate because, you know, we were in the business. He got to buy all new furniture.
Yeah.
And one of the things we did is we put custom shutters everywhere. And the custom shutters were literally customized for the window, but the color was customized.
Mm-hmm.
Any Benmore color. So how many hundreds? And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool. But that's a big part of what we have. And then, of course, our home staging business has grown exponentially. Yeah. So this year alone, we just hired a new person who is our vice president, and that's pretty impressive, vice president of staging.
Yep.
And what she's going to do is she's going to double our staging efforts this year.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Because you guys are busy already, too.
Right.
You know?
Crazy.
How many do you do in a week?
So we can stage anywhere from 10 to 12 empty houses a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure... we're going to probably stage about 4 a day, so anywhere from 20 to 24 every single week. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. It's a lot.
Well, I think what's really important to say, I mean, again, we're listening to Talk Real Estate, you know, with Sharon and Cindy. You know, when we go into a home, the point of that is if you're not staging your home, well, you better think about it.
Yes.
Because your competition, and that's not an agent or a company, it's another house. So if the 4-bedroom colonial down the street has decided to hire you to stage and you haven't done that,
and
you don't
still
have the professional photographer, you don't do all those things, and you try to cut the corners, you can't do that anymore.
You know what I think is important? I think that everyone should understand what the definition of staging is, okay? Mm-hmm. Staging is preparing your house for resale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it in simple terms, if you were to go buy a car today, right, new or used, and you saw a dirty car or you saw a car that had not been detailed, you know, what's the reaction? So it's two things. Number one, you're going to always be inclined to buy the new clean car.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps you're clever enough to look at the dirty car and all of a sudden you're going to say, you know what, I'll buy this one, but I'm going to say $5,000 less. Well, that's what happens in a house. And if you think about it, right, and you guys go into homes every single day, everyone's house, when they bought the house, they turned it into their home, right? So they were able to decorate it the way they wanted it decorated. If they had kids and they wanted a purple room and a green room and an orange room and a yellow room, that's what they would do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens when it's time to put their house on the market and they call you guys, it now has to turn into what I call a product or a commodity.
Yep.
Okay, they're really giving their home to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's time to get the house prepared for sale. Whatever the potential seller has done to live, that's their personal taste, right? It would be like the houses that we all live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
My house is very, very personalized. Well, I certainly would never expect someone else to walk into that house. They might say they like it, but they're not buying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would have to depersonalize it, okay?
Right.
We would have to take our taste and we would have to bring it to square one. So this is what happens when we go into people's homes and we start consulting with them on a level of staging. And staging can be a lot of different things. So we often have the question asked, and you guys will ask it to me all the time, you know, what is the cost of staging? Can I afford to stage?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I say is you cannot afford not to stage, okay?
Yeah.
So in other words, like you had said, you have to do some type of staging to your home. You cannot expect your house to go on the market today just as is. Those days are gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember years and years ago when you would just say, you'd go in, you would say, okay, the house is going on the market for X amount of dollars. You don't have to do anything for it. And then you would start getting offers.
Yep.
Well, those days are 100% gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beauty show.
Yep.
You know, the internet has changed everything. So like 99.99% or really 100% of people shop online for their homes, right?
Yeah.
So it's very easy for someone to look at a picture, not understand it, and click the button to go on to the next house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you also have buyers that are perhaps in a different state.
Yep.
Or even in a different country, right?
Yeah, relocating, yep.
Yeah, so therefore they don't know the market, they don't know that particular neighborhood, so all they're doing is going on looking at pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the pictures, it's a beauty show. So that's where staging comes in to play. So going back to, you know, what does staging cost? You mentioned it at the beginning. Staging is less than the first price reduction. So that's very, very powerful for everybody to understand, okay? And the first price reduction can be what? $5,000, $10,000,
$20,000?
Easy.
I mean, if you're going to try to make an impact, you definitely have to do at least that, a minimum of $5,000 to $10,000.
Absolutely. Yeah. So so staging will never, well, staging can cost up to $5,000, but typically it's not going to cost any more than, or it's going to always cost less than the price reduction, right?
And I would say the price reduction, in all honesty, $5,000 in some instances, it's not going to make a difference, because I think people are probably, they would consider if a house was $5,000 over their price range, they would put in an offer for that much less.
Right.
Right. So we'll go in. So going back to the whole question of like, what is the cost of staging? It can range. It can vary from $500 to $1,000 to $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000. So it's all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is, you know, when you're putting your house on the market, call your realtor, call your stager, have them both come at the same time, and then let's start talking about how much do you want to invest in staging, okay? Because that's one way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand there's two types of stagings. There's vacant staging.
Yep.
Okay, so you see that in new construction. But we also see it in people who are relocating, okay? There are a lot of people out there who get a new job, their job warrants them to leave that house, and then they put the house on the market, but they take their furniture, right?
Yep.
So in a case like that, you know, we're located in Plymouth, and we have a 20,000 square foot warehouse of staging furniture. It's mm-hmm. rental furniture. So what will happen is we're virtually, you know, you don't want to think of us moving in, but we sort of are moving in, okay? Because obviously there's a number of things that we need to do. Number one, we need to make sure that each room, we understand what the rooms are, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of people, they live differently. You know, you have homes that have formal dining rooms, but people don't want to use them, so they've yeah. turned it into a playroom
yeah.
or a home office. Or a gym, yeah. or, you know, you see many different things. So what we need to do...
I saw a toilet in the middle of a bedroom one time.
Of course. I believe it. Yeah.
Did it work? I'm just asking. Otherwise, what would it be in the middle of the bedroom for?
It wasn't really in the middle of the bedroom. It was on a wall, but still, I wasn't going near it. Are you kidding me? If you can't even walk to the bathroom, like...
Well, sometimes I can't.
I know. I've walked with you outside.
It could be a good idea. You have to think about that,
you know,
right?
I know where... You know what we're going to do is we're going to actually take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk, get more into this, but I just feel like we were just, like, schooled. I don't think anyone's ever heard us quiet that long.
I know.
I'm entranced by everything he's saying.
And we're paying attention.
Ryan's over there like break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Blair Hamady from Setting the Space. Today is your lucky day because he's going to tell you everything about staging your home and other services and products that you can purchase from him. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does your home reflect everyone's tastes but your own? Are you selling a house in a tough economy? Welcome to Setting the Space in Plymouth, New England's premier staging and interior design company. Designers Blair Hamady and Will Hayward can resolve any design need, large or small, residential or commercial. They've lectured worldwide, designed for major celebrities, and their capabilities are endless. Setting the Space creates unique and stunning interiors for boutiques, hotels, waterfront homes, penthouse condos, as well as smaller bungalows, or even just one room in your home. Visit their showroom in downtown historic Plymouth at 2 Main Street. You'll find two floors of stunning furniture, an interior design studio, and one-of-a-kind accessories. Their corporate office is located at 276 South Meadow Road, also in Plymouth, and contains a 10,000-square-foot warehouse stacked to the rafters with staging furniture and accessories, all for rent or sale. Visit SettingTheSpace.com, SettingTheSpace.com, and begin your design for a well-lived and beautiful life.
Whether you are buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate with us. And we are both from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We also have an office in Bridgewater, soon to be open in Dorchester, which we're looking forward to. Somebody asked me to open one up down the Cape, so we're working on that eventually as well. So you know what? Like you, fast growth, right?
You're as energetic as I am.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, five years. I opened up 5.5 years ago, and it was a declined market. Yep. I had no place to go but up.
That's right.
You know,
right.
So that's right. That's what we did. So that voice you are hearing is from Blair Hamady, and he is from Setting the Space. He says that there is a will, but I can't wait to meet him, actually. I know I keep on saying it, but I've been saying it for a long time. I actually said it when you were at the office a couple weeks ago. I was like, I don't even think he's really there. But you're giving us some really good tips on, okay, there he is. Okay,
there's
I see a picture.
Will.
Yay. he's real. I have proof in the new dog blue, by the way. We're talking about some great ideas on staging, and I love the fact of, you know, of course, with new construction, one of the things I love with having a property stage is because a lot of people think if a house is vacant that the rooms show bigger. I disagree. What are your thoughts?
I disagree, too. So, oh, yeah. But all right. So there's a statistic. 92% of the population cannot visualize. Correct. Right. Just think about it. You know, when I go to Nordstrom, do I really want to pick the stuff out or do I want someone to come over and say, here you go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's really easy. But you also have to remember that you're selling the dream. Okay. And I want to be schmoozed. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going in to look at a house. I don't care how much it is, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. I want to be schmoozed. I want that house to look pristine.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to show me how I can possibly live in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why staging becomes important. You know, you're dealing with trends today. You're dealing with so many different types of furniture. We're very fortunate that Restoration Hardware is the big player out there. And that's where, you know, Setting the Space, we follow them.
Yep.
Okay, you know, that's what we follow. And we go down to the market where in North Carolina to buy our stuff wholesale and all of that stuff. And, you know, we're always impressed to find out, gee, Restoration Hardware just bought that. So we're like, okay, well, we're going to buy that. You know,
yeah.
We want to follow the trends too. And you want to have people understand that they can live very, very cool, right? I mean, think about it. You know, people, you know, we were talking about people getting rid of their old furniture because it really makes you feel old,
yeah.
Right? Look at clothes. You always want to stay on trend with clothes,
mm-hmm.
Right? So it's the same thing with your furniture in your home. It's just that it's a little bit more unawaring to you. You know, if you think about it, how often does anybody buy furniture? You go through situations where you might have college furniture, right,
mm-hmm.
and the IKEA stuff. You know, then finally you grow up, the kids have gone off to college, and now it's time to have
be a big girl.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so we want to show people how they can live. So, you know, if the listeners, literally, if you close your eyes right now and think about this, you're looking at two homes. One is vacant.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is staged. You get this warm feeling inside of you when you look at a staged property.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you want to stay in that property. If you go back to the other home, which is vacant or not even vacant, but let's just say that other people had been living in it and it's old traditional furniture. Are you excited about it?
No.
No. Are you going to give an offer? Not really.
No. One of the things too, Blair, with because you do, as again, I always introduce you to, you know, the developers that I'm working with. The new trend right now for home design is open concept.
That's
and
correct.
I think that that's where people have a really hard time sort of visualizing, well, if I don't have a wall, where do I put my couch? So I really think that when you have one big space where your dining room,
yep.
living room, kitchen, in, you know, like little kitchenette area, they're all one big room. It's really hard to sort of imagine what this house is going to look like with your furniture.
So I'll give you a different example. And what you're saying is 100% correct. So yesterday I went into a vacant home. It's an old Tudor style home. And the developer has updated it. And I think everybody is starting to understand that modern is in. So if you go into these new bathrooms or these new kitchens, you're seeing all kinds of contemporary / modern stuff.
Yep.
So the realtor is really, really, really cool. And she's very excited because she wants us to stage it.
Mm-hmm.
So the rooms are difficult. Okay. And you know what that means. You
mm-hmm.
go into these rooms and it's very, very difficult to visualize them. So we walked into the first room, which, you know, I would call, say, a breakfast nook. So the question is, do you put a round table in there? Do you put a square table in there? Do you put a rectangular table in there? And from everybody's perspective, it's really difficult to understand because the room looks very, very small.
Yeah.
Now, once the second we put furniture in there, the room will actually grow. It'll make it look much larger. We then went into a family room, and there was a wall that was possibly only 4 or 5 feet, and it was kind of tucked into a little nook. And she said to me, and if she's listening, I'm talking to you very positively, and I appreciated it, but she said, I'd like to see a sectional in there. And I said, well, that's all fine and dandy, but the problem is a sectional is made for a large room because a sectional is a large piece of furniture. So what's clever is she's been in a lot of homes, right?
Yep.
She's looking at a very tiny wall thinking she can put a larger piece of furniture. So this is something that, you know, for all the listeners out there, this is what they need to understand, that it's very, very difficult to imagine what size piece of furniture is going to fit in there. You know, if you go into a furniture store, a typical furniture store, a furniture store can be 100,000 square feet. I mean, it's huge.
They're
right?
They're big, yeah. So everything looks little in this big, high ceilings.
Exactly. So you get my point. You know, you can go and buy a sofa, and it looks very tiny, and all of a sudden, the delivery guys bring it, and it doesn't even fit in the room. That's a very typical thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So these are reasons why it's very important to have furniture brought in. And, you know, we haven't talked yet about lived-ins. You know, lived-ins are very important. So, you know, a lived-in home is simply when you've taken that home, you've created it the way you want to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've painted it, you've put wallpaper up, you have your wall-to-wall carpet, or you have your hardwood floors, and you have the furniture how you want to live. How many houses have you gone into, and all of a sudden you're walking into the back of the sofa, and this large room is looking very, very small because they've kind of taken that sofa, and they've made it a little TV area, but then they have a huge walkway?
Right.
Okay, for selling purposes, that's very, very wrong because at the end of the day, you need the buyers to go in there and see how large the space is, right? Because that's what you're selling, right? Such as if you have a toilet in the middle of a bedroom, right? You know, exactly. So the whole idea is to make sure that people can visualize, you know, and then from a seller's point of view, what's going to happen for the realtor is that these people will linger longer and longer and longer. And the longer they linger, then you do your magic and start to talk them into, you know, why do you want to buy this house? And they can start to visualize themselves living like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we do a staged house is actually done very sparse. In other words, we don't bring the knickknacks. You know, some people call them tchotchkes.
Yeah.
We all have that stuff, right? The older we get, we don't want that stuff anymore.
No.
Right?
No.
But we've had.
Because you have to dust it.
Well, yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Not me.
No, me neither.
I mean, we used to have dishes that we could feed 200 people on. Well, hello, Will and I, the infamous Will, don't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to La Cave downstairs instead and have a drink and something.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so the thing is that, you know, as we've gotten older, if you will, we want to get rid of that stuff. So we call that decluttering.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a cool tip for everybody to realize is that the first thing you want to do is start to get rid of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, think of it as pre-packing. At one point, you're going to have to, you're going to have to start packing up. So I always tell people to take stickies. Take a yellow sticky, take an orange sticky, take a green sticky. Green sticky is dump. Yellow is donate to the kids. And another color is who knows what you're going to do with it. But immediately start getting rid of your stuff or start packing it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're moving...
You could have your kids come over, give them the stickies, and say, here, here's a color for each of you. You decide what you want.
Yeah, but bring a truck with you.
If you want anything.
But bring a truck with you because it's got to go tonight. You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The false promise of I'm going to take the sofa.
I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah,
yeah, like how about, Johnny, if you get your trophies out of the attic?
Now that you're 50. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hey, listen, you go into our closets. How many clothes are the wannabe clothes that we're going to go into, but at the end of the day, we go to the exact same outfits every day, right?
I know.
So start cleaning out those closets. Start getting rid of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll make you feel better. You know, I coach a lot of people, and we start to really talk about what is all this stuff about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think that the more we have, the better we feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's why people have collections. Not that it's a bad thing,
but
at the end of the day, do you really need all that stuff?
No.
I went into a house once, and he was a collector of trains. I thought, how fabulous is this? But the whole entire wall was layered with shelves of train after train after train. And I looked at the wife and I said, you're sick of it, aren't you? And she's like, well, yeah. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get stuck in I don't want to call it a rut, but you get stuck the way that you live, you know, and you're not thinking outside the box. And, you know, people love to look at design magazines, right?
Yeah.
Because you want to see the trends. Well, when you go into a staged home, it's done for you. Yeah. You know, we're bringing in current furniture. We're bringing in furniture that probably isn't even on the shelves in stores yet.
Can people buy it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just, yeah.
Go ahead.
This excited. Like, I said something, like, right?
Blair swallowed, and we both were like, we can ask a question.
We got it.
It's me. I got first. Take.
You go first.
Take. I'm it. Okay.
Go.
So, I forgot the question.
It's the same question. It's the same. Can we buy the furniture?
Yeah, can you buy the furniture?
Well, no.
Yeah.
So, no? Well, yeah. Well, yes. But so you.
He'll ask your question for you.
Right. You could potentially be staging someone's home. They're going to be, you're taking out their things, yeah, and you're putting in, really, they'll be living on those things for potentially a few months until that property sells. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then they could decide, Sharon, what? Mm-hmm. That they want to.
I want to buy this when I'm.
Or the buyer.
Or the buyer could decide, can I buy this stuff?
So let's talk about setting the space for a second.
Okay. Just for a second?
Oh, okay.
Well, because it's been all about you and me.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the history.
Okay.
Let me rephrase this. The history of setting the space.
Yes, it is all about you, Blair, always.
I love you guys. I really have to tell you this.
I need a drink, Ryan.
Yeah.
Right. I know it's only like 10,
and you think this
10,
is water.
Yeah,
this is
really
water, right?
Could you bring me a something? Sangria would be great.
Yeah, I've got red wine in the fridge.
Oh, that would be great. Could
perfect.
Bring that in? I need that.
It's noontime somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So the timeline of setting the space and why I bring this up is, we started 10 years ago as mm-hmm. a home staging company. So we would go in and we would stage people's homes. Well, what was happening is the seller looked at us and said, we've never lived like this before.
Yeah.
Now, people have asked this question. Have you ever staged a home and then they decided not to sell the house?
Oh, have you?
Well, once.
Oh, really?
It really did happen.
Yeah, I bet you the realtor was really happy with you.
Well, thank God it only happened once.
It wasn't us. Thank
no.
God, because
so
you wouldn't
it,
be here.
Yeah. So you make it great, but not that great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. That's why I'm emphasizing it only happened really once. So
you asked the seller, so do you, like, what do you like? Oh, I love bridges and I love, you know, pictures of this thing. And then you bring everything in horses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Well, you have to. But then I hate to tell you, all of a sudden they like horses because they've never seen it decorated so well. So
true.
It happens. But so then what was happening is that the seller would hire us as interior designers to do their new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the buyers would walk in and say, I want to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, the TV was fake. It was plastic. It didn't work. Mind you, the blow-up beds were blow-up beds. They weren't real mattresses. Mm-hmm. But everybody wanted to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
So lo and behold, we were in the furniture business, we were in the interior design business, and that's how we started opening the stores.
And now you have a new division. Why don't we talk about that too?
Yes.
Do we have to take a break? Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, I want to talk about Lux because I'm really excited about this for you and for our clients as well. So we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Does your home reflect everyone's tastes but your own? Are you selling a house in a tough economy? Welcome to Setting the Space in Plymouth, New England's premier staging and interior design company. Designers Blair Hamady and Will Hayward can resolve any design need, large or small, residential or commercial. They've lectured worldwide, designed for major celebrities, and their capabilities are endless. Setting the Space creates unique and stunning interiors for boutiques, hotels, waterfront homes, penthouse condos, as well as smaller bungalows, or even just one room in your home. Visit their showroom in downtown historic Plymouth at 2 Main Street. You'll find two floors of stunning furniture, an interior design studio, and one-of-a-kind accessories. Their corporate office is located at 276 South Meadow Road, also in Plymouth, and contains a 10,000-square-foot warehouse stacked to the rafters with staging furniture and accessories, all for rent or sale. Visit SettingTheSpace.com. SettingTheSpace.com and begin your design for a well-lived and beautiful life.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Of course, we're both from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, please feel free to give us a call, and we would love to give you a consultation on what the value of your home is. We'll let you know that you'll get more for it if you stage it. And if you're thinking about buying a home, well, let's go look at some staged homes, and then you can buy all the furniture, and it's one-stop shopping. How's right. that? That was one like off the top. Shopping. Oh my gosh. We're seeing puppies. We're seeing pictures of this puppy.
Oh,
that is blue. God. Oh my gosh. So adorable.
You get it now, right?
Oh. Yeah. I want that picture right there. We're putting that on the website.
Yeah. That one's perfect.
We have Blair Hamity here from Setting the Space, and he's showing me the new puppy that now belongs to Blair and Will. And he's so cute. I've never seen a blonde one.
No.
They're really cute.
I know. He's adorable.
He's adorable. Yeah.
Yeah. And look what the little nervous breakdown will do when surfing the net at 12 o'clock at night will do for you. Right?
Expensive car or an expensive puppy, either one. So
actually,
it's all good.
You get more joy out of the puppy.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because whatever. I mean, I'm sort of in a little bit of a depression because it's official, like I am in menopause, okay?
Ah,
as if the hot flashes weren't enough, the blood test is there.
Oh boy.
48 years old. But now, like I said to Mark, I think I'm having a midlife crisis because I think I want a little convertible bug.
Yeah, yeah.
A Volkswagen bug. And some people in the office are like, don't do that. Like, they're going to make fun of me. But that's what I want.
So do it.
Yeah, I wanted one of those for years.
Yeah.
I'm over it. It might have been a midlife thing. I'm over it. But I wanted one forever and ever and ever.
Maybe I'll just rent one for a week.
You can do that.
Yeah. I think I might just do that. I think I'll just rent one for a week. And then I'll be done with it.
Let's take me. Because I wanted one.
You guys will look adorable in it. Oh, wow.
We will, won't we?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. With our shades and everything.
And then put Boston Connect on the side.
Yeah, exactly. No. We want to cruise. We just want to cruise. We want to go where nobody knows our name.
Incognito.
Gotcha. All right.
So we wanted to talk. Again, we are here with Blair Hamity from Setting the Space. You've grown so fabulously and so positive. Positively. I am so excited for you and everything good that's happening to you. So I love when good things happen to good people. So this is really exciting to watch your growth.
Cool.
And you know, one of the great things about his growth, he was in our office a couple of weeks ago and he talked about, to all of our agents. And I remember years and years and years ago, he said, we never say no. There's nothing too small that we won't do, right? He said that again 10 and a half years later in your office in front of all the agents, that we don't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Even as big as you've grown and how many that to me, like I was like, oh, he's still...
You're Blair. Still the face of Setting the Space.
So you know, they'll always get my voice too. They'll always, so the cell phone will go off and they always get me. Okay, so it's how we've structured the company. You'll call me, you'll get me. I am the one who goes out to see them. It's very, very important. The infamous Will behind the scenes and his assistant Sue are really the they're the mastermind behind it, but you always get me, you know, mm-hmm. so you never see them, but they do the work.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, because I mean, this shows our listeners how much confidence I have in you, because I've always met with you when I introduce you to my client, because I think that that relationship is nice for me to sort of connect, but I trust that whatever you're going to do is be perfect. So there's no reason for me to show up when they're staging. It's just like, all right, you do you, and I'll, tell me when it's done.
You know, staging is very subjective. It's a very foreign business, okay? It started mm-hmm. 50 years ago in California. And if you think about that, for something that's only been out for 50 years, that's very, very foreign to mm-hmm. people, right? So it came to New England about 10 years ago. And if you think about it, how often do people put their houses on the market? So mm-hmm. obviously the majority of the time I have a new person who's putting their house on the market and they've never heard about staging. And we're very understanding that we have to explain to them, you know, exactly what staging is. We have a lot of people who will say, well, staging is for people who can afford it. Well, I don't know what that means, mm-hmm. but staging is for everybody. And I think that that's a big message that I need to get out to everybody is that it is for everybody, because mm-hmm. every house needs some form of staging. So don't worry about what the cost is. You know, I come out free of charge. Yep. Okay, that's really cool. Just give us a buzz. I will come out. I will talk to you. Excuse me. And I will tell you what the best attack is. So we'll literally come up with the top 10 things and number one, number two, number three. And let's see how down the list mm-hmm. we can get depending on what the investment is. Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid of the money, because at the end of the day, it's definitely an investment.
Yeah. And you'll make more money on a staged home than you will of a non-staged home, because it doesn't look old.
Do you know how much? Five times faster. It sells five times faster and closer for asking price. You know, we've staged in the excess of over 10,000 homes. Mm-hmm. We have helped people sell over $2 billion dollars worth of real estate. And what we're seeing, especially today, okay, it's more important today because the market fluctuates, as we all know, right? It's mm-hmm. worse than the stock market. I mean, it just goes up and down and up and down, you know, and people will hear, oh, I can overprice my house. Nope. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, you have to make the house mm-hmm. look as incredible as absolutely possible. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about what the cost is. You know, I'll work with you. We'll figure out what the best amount to invest is to get the biggest bang.
Yeah. And if you want top dollar, then you have to look top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You
100%.
Know? Now, which that's a great segue, Sharon.
Into
Lux.
Oh yeah, Lux. The Lux. But one other thing I want to talk about. So you don't forget about Lux. But
well,
one thing I do want to talk about too is, you know, for our boomer listeners out there right now. So they are navigating home buying and home selling, and they're purchasing these homes that, you know, the newer condos, 55 plus developments, and they're, you know, it's the granite, it's this, it's that. So talk to the people right now that maybe you've been in your home for 40 years, 25 to 40 years, and you're selling that big four. I call it right sizing. Right.
Yeah.
You're getting rid of that bigger home and you're just going into something smaller. But how do you gently go through, and maybe you're even talking to maybe a widow or someone like that, and you're saying, get rid of this, get rid of that. Do you have people that can help you sort of from like the psychological aspect of this move too?
Yeah, well, again, you get me, okay, because there's nothing. I'm just gonna say it as it is. I get it, okay? Mm-hmm. So first of all, listen, I lived in a house for 15 years, and when it was time to sell, I had emotions on. You know, there are emotions, right? You remember friends. You remember family members. You remember animals, pets, you know, all mm-hmm. of this stuff. So there's a lot of emotion. So I'm very respectful of people, because selling a house can be very, very positive. It can be very, very negative. It can have a bad reason why you have mm-hmm. to sell the house.
A lot of emotion.
Of course, right. So I'm going to talk to people about that, and we're really going to take our time, and we're going to go through the house, and we're going to make it easy. You know, a lot of times I'll tell people to start taking pictures, because maybe they are downsizing and they have that piece of furniture that was their grandmother's. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I always joke and say, if your grandmother could come back, she'd say, what the hell are you doing? Get rid of that piece of furniture.
Yeah.
But you've got to understand that there's an emotion to it, right? Mm-hmm. So take a picture of it and put it in a scrapbook, and that way you can look at that piece of furniture, and dear old grandma will be thrilled to death that you've gotten rid of it and mm-hmm. you still have the look at it. But we're really going to talk on a on a personal level, and you know, we're going to get down and dirty, because at the end of the day, they know they have to sell,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm in there acting as a professional, explaining to them how they're going to be able to get more money and make a quicker sale,
mm-hmm.
and that is what's important to them. And you have to understand that when it's come down and it's time to put a house on the market, the homeowner really understands. And the homeowner really understands that if they've been living in the home, say, for 40 years and they really didn't change that sofa, they know it's old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not hearing it. But it's better to have it come from me only because that's the profession I'm in. And then I'm also able to give them some really good advice. Now, you mentioned granite and you mentioned, you know, how can you update a kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we talk about the furniture, but we really talk about how you can update a bathroom or a kitchen on a budget, okay? And this is what's very, very important. And over the 10 years of business, I've learned how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go in and I'll give tips. And, you know, as of today, you can have, cabinets painted.
Yep.
Right? Now, I kind of didn't know that 10 years ago, all right? And I don't think it was even there 10 years ago. But as staging has grown, so have the other industries to help staging, okay? So you can call in a painter. You know, I'm sure you know this. If you have an old jacuzzi and it's pink and you have pink tile, there are people who will come in and spray the jacuzzi and spray the tile.
Do you know how long I have been trying to get one of those people to come on the show with me?
Yeah.
They're busy.
They're busy.
But it's so great for a lot of my buyers that are buying those houses that have the tiles that might be, or the tubs that are olive green, or, you know, that
that's
gold,
now called
the
sage.
Harvest. Oh,
just switch it up.
Yeah.
It's not olive green. It's sage.
Of course. It's an in color now, right?
Well, of course,
retro happens.
Yeah.
But you're 100% correct, and it is the truth. They're very, very busy because people have learned that that's a technique that will increase the profit on your house, but will not take a lot of money out of your pocketbook. And that's what's important about this whole staging process.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, a great friend, who is a contractor, and he understands two things. He understands what I call realtor time, okay? And what that means is it's very important for us to not pick the phone up and say, I'm 8 weeks out.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a fabulous team of painters, and he knows that we can get in there literally tomorrow, because that's what we need to do, because we need to get it on the market in X amount of days. So he'll come in, and I'm looking at these walls right here. So if this were in a home, believe it or not, so we're looking at, what is this, wood planking or something. I know the look. I know, I get it. Well, we would actually talk about painting that cream, or painting it the same color as the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what you've just done? You've just updated for just a can of paint.
I know. Right. You know, one of the tough things too, Blair, is that there are times that we'll go into houses and people will be like, oh, and I just updated the painting and everything. And it's like, and you chose these colors. Like, you know, or I love it when I go into people's homes and it's like, well, I have a custom kitchen. I have a custom this. I'm like, custom to you.
Right.
you know what I mean? But I don't know how many other people are really going to like that.
Well, you have to remember, again, even with color, you know, every year they come out with a Pantone color. So every year there's a specific color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you're not in that, that design mode, right? If you're not not following it, you wouldn't know what the in colors are. So today's white is not white. You know, today's white is beige, or it's gray, or it could be a shade of sage. You know, it can be a shade of color. There is different colors that can still be neutrals. If you go into new construction, you will never see white walls.
Mm-mm.
Nope, you're going to see the new beiges and the cool color grays and stuff, because that's what people want today. So it's very important to take your house, neutralize it, and bring it on trend.
Yeah.
If you're not on trend, it's not going to work.
Make it what other people want, or they're going to reduce the price for you. They're going to say, I have to paint every single room in this house. That's going to be expensive. So, and buyers see what's wrong, not what's right.
You know, I love that you just said that, and I think it's a very important point to understand. People today really aren't going into a house and saying, oh, this is why I want to buy a house. Unfortunately, they look at the negativity, okay?
Yep.
And you're 100% correct that they can go through a house and they're going to come up with a false amount of money. So if they go in a house and they see wallpaper, it scares them. Oh, my God, how do you take wallpaper down? Well, actually, it's very easy to, and you can hire people who will do it, and it's not expensive, if you will. But people will put a false price tag on it,
right.
And then what ends up happening is it diminishes the price of the home, you know, and it's crazy. So therefore, what we're talking about is having someone else go in, or you do it yourself, and then all of a sudden what you're going to do is take that asking price, and you're going to bring the level of the home to the asking price.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even really matter if I say, you know, when people will come to us when we have a listing and they'll say, well, there's wallpaper, there's this, there's that, and then I always have to say, well, we've priced the house according to the condition that it's in,
right.
But they still want want more off.
Yeah,
right.
They do.
That's correct.
$1,000.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's so that's where.
For that light we got to change the light fixture. Yeah. It's $1,000.
So that's where, obviously.
Now that means we have 5 minutes left.
Is that all?
And that
are you
means,
done?
And you, yeah. And
you
Will,
told me
Will,
this was an hour.
No, it is.
We've only been talking about 10 minutes. No?
Yeah. And Will's, Will's at the door.
Wow. Shall we talk about Lux? We've got to get
yeah,
that
Yeah, let's
in.
Get Lux in. So talk about Lux. We're going to forget about what that dual bell means. Go
okay.
Ahead.
So what's happened with us, we're very fortunate to be in some very exclusive homes. Mm-hmm. So we'll go into Boston, but it can be in Weston. It can be in Wellesley. It can be in Newton. It can be in Cohasset. It can be in Hingham. And it can be in pockets of Plymouth. And we're going into some very, very special homes. And they can range in the $2 million plus.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is there's a competition for the level of staging they want. Okay, so not only do we do our everyday bread and butter staging, but now we're getting into, it's a very high-end product. We're calling it Lux, L-U-X-E. It's a different division of Setting the Space. And this is for those people who want something very, very special.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you an example, so we'll go in and we'll bring in brand new furniture, very on trend, very, very, very current furniture, and probably furniture that you have not seen in furniture stores at this mm-hmm. moment. It's only for 1% of our sellers. Again, this is something that's very deluxe. But if you think about it, what will make your house stand out different than somebody mm-hmm. else's house? The more expensive furniture, the more exclusive it looks. All of a sudden, that asking price mm-hmm. can literally go up another 5%, 10%, 15%. Because we have brought in some very exclusive pieces of furniture.
What was that example you gave at the office? Because I think that that's great. So if you are a higher end, because right in even here, you don't even have to go as far as Wellesley. You can go to Cohasset.
Of
you
course.
Can go to Hingham.
Yeah.
You know, there are places in Scituate, you know, up on Third Cliff and places like that. What was that example you gave, and it was like vacant or something, and you staged it because it had an awkward family room or something?
Yeah, so basically the house that, the reason why all this began is because we went into a very exclusive home that was extremely contemporary, and it was very, very, very personalized for people. And they had it was kind of I don't know, it was their office area, and they had some really funky stuff in it. So we ended up, A, painting, okay, mm-hmm. so that was a big part of this, A, painting, B, taking all of their furniture out, and then C, we brought in all of this exclusive line of furniture. And all of a sudden, everybody who was walking in, they were elated. I mean, their face changed, their demeanor changed, everything changed. And all of a sudden, people were looking at the price of the home, and it did not matter in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they got about $250,000 extra dollars over asking price. The staging was very expensive, but it was only, you know, it was only a tenth of that.
And it paid for itself, and you got it sold when it had been on the market for a long time, and it was stale, right?
Yeah, this is another good point for us to probably start to end up is that if your house has been on the market for a long time and you start to talk about a price reduction, instead of talking about the price reduction, maybe it's time to talk about staging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bringing us in and letting us update it, and then at that point you can decide, you know, where should the price level off. But, you know, a lot of times what happens is that it can be on the market for a long time. We can go in and stage it and it will sell.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, Blair Hammity, thank you so much for being here. Setting the Space is fabulous. It's who you're my go-to guy. So
absolutely.
Anytime I have someone or something that has to be staged, I introduce them to you. How can people get in touch with you if they want to get their home staged? They want to talk more about Lux. How
Call
can
us
they get
at
you?
508-746-0600 or follow us on the web at settingthespace.com or go on Facebook or Instagram and all those other things.
Okay, perfect. Phone number
Thank
one
you.
More time.
508-746-0600.
Perfect. Cindy, how can people get in touch with us?
781-826-8000.
Perfect. You can go on to bostonconnect.com as well and have a great weekend. Thank you, Blair.
Thank you.